This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. And here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We are all set for the CIBC Canada-Russia Series Monday and Tuesday, set for Prince George at Edmonton. Team WHL head coach Tim Hunter and defenseman Noah Juulsen of the Everett Silvertips will join us to set the table. Spokane Chiefs speedy forward Kyler Yamamoto is the WHL Player of the Week following a great Eastern road swing. He'll join us later to close out the show. First up, voice of the Moose Jaw Warriors, James Gallo, spoke with Team WHL head coach Tim Hunter.
Tim, right now the Warriors have a busy week. Four games in 5 days. It ends Saturday. Then you head on a plane Sunday, and you've got games Monday and Tuesday with Team WHL. How tough is it to try and manage this schedule for yourself, ready for the Warriors and ready for Team WHL?
Well, yeah, I have to prepare for four teams this week and also prepare for the Russians on Monday, Tuesday. And, you know, we'll get a whole new lineup, and we're trying to put some new wrinkles in our system with the World Junior team, and we'll try to implement in the Russia series. So, yeah, lots of work, lots of video, lots of phone calls going on. We are familiar with a little bit of the way the Russians play because they've got the same coach that they've had for the past 3 or 4 years. So they'll have a good team. They'll be well coached and well structured. So we're going to have to be the same.
You are an assistant coach with Team Canada for the upcoming World Juniors. When you talk about implementing systems, does that come from the top with Hockey Canada and then comes down to you and then implementing those here in these two games?
No. There's some structure and some things that Canada likes to have as their identity to play. But as a coaching staff, we have the free rein to implement things as we see fit, if they're working and if they're good. And, you know, the great thing about Hockey Canada, we get to share information right from the top, from the men's Olympic team, the men's World Cup team, the men's World Championship team, the past World Junior Championship teams. So we brainstorm with all these people, and including the management, hockey guys that are very good at their position, and Tom Rennie, Scott Salmon, and Ryan Jankowski. So lots of great hockey minds, lots of great hockey information, and that's the thrill of coaching in this environment. You get to share information with all these guys and learn from them, definitely. But at the end of the day, we're responsible for our own systems and our own tech package and what we do with the team, and it's a real challenge to put everything together, put it all through the blender and spit it out into one easy message to the players that they can comprehend and play and function on the ice.
Is it a challenge to try and coach in these hockey games? You've got a lot of talent and only so much ice time to go around.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, they're all special players coming to play in a couple games for us, and they're all trying to show that they can play. So they get invited to our training camp in December, to the World Junior team training camp. So, but our message to them is just play instinctively and play within the system. And we have a few things we demand of our players in these games. And the guys that do it will be the guys that get invited. The guys that don't won't get invited. So it kind of really boils down to that. And the real test for them is how they perform in the big stage. And this is a bigger stage than a junior game. It's not the World Junior Championship, but it's a big stage, playing against a very good Russian team in both Prince George and Edmonton. So we want to see how players play in those environments and how they act, and how they act on a team of all-star players. So, you know, are you selfless or selfish? Which one are you?
There, you said there is some familiarity with Team Russia. You talked about their head coach being a returning guy. There's also four players from the Western Hockey League on Team Russia, two from the Moose Jaw Warriors. In terms of the style that you expect from the Russians, what would that be?
Well, they like to have puck possession and exchange lanes and make multiple passes before they get into the offensive zone and attack with speed. But there's a lot of them that have a lot of North America in their game as well, and especially the players that play over here. So I imagine it'll be a mix of both and be a high-skilled game on both sides of the puck.
Good luck, Tim, in the 2016 CIBC Canada Russia Series.
Thanks.
Everett Silvertips captain and Montreal Canadiens first-round NHL pick Noah Juulsen set to anchor the blue line on Team WHL. Noah, first of all, Team WHL, you guys are stacked and loaded here to take on the Russians, but how do you expect these two games in Prince George at Edmonton to play out here ahead?
Yeah, I think obviously both teams look pretty good from what I've seen. I think, you know, each game's going to be tough, and there's a lot of good players in every game.
You'll be in front of your own goaltender there at home, Carter Hart. Does that give you a bit of an advantage in communication, trying to take on the Russians and maybe handle a bit of their pressure?
I think so, a little bit. Obviously, with Carter and I playing the last couple of years here, I think we kind of know the calls for the D-men and know kind of how Carter plays in his net for me and how I play out on defense for him.
What do you expect from the Russians here ahead? You will kick off the series, first two games of the series in the WHL, so you guys will be the test pilots, per se, but what do you expect?
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of thinking they're going to be a pretty fast team and a pretty skilled team.
What do you think of your team? You know all these guys for the most part and been around them now that you're 19 years old and have gone through this process here already. Team WHL, how do you think you guys look?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's obviously a lot of good players on our team, and, you know, most guys have been drafted. I think there's only one or two that haven't, but I think, you know, as a group, I think we're gonna work pretty hard and then just get down in the dirty areas and work.
Your motivation here, Noah, has to be to make Canada's World Junior team. You were one of the final cuts. First of all, how hard was that to be so close last year to being on the team and having to go back to Everett to continue the season?
Yeah, obviously that was pretty tough, you know, going all the way over there and then being one of the last cuts, like you said. But I think that it was motivation for me to finish that season hard and come into this year knowing that I want to make that team, and hopefully I can do that.
The fact that the tournament is in Toronto and Montreal on home soil, it's got to just add a little bit of motivation, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, it would be something special to play in Toronto, and then obviously in Montreal, being drafted by the Canadiens, it would be surreal.
Yeah, what would that be like? A first rounder for the Habs, and we all know the pressure and the microscope there. Would you be ready for something like that, to go into a World Junior tournament in that city, in that market, with all the eyes on you in that situation?
Yeah, I think so, for sure. I mean, obviously, Montreal is a great organization, and you know, if I get the opportunity to play for Team Canada in Montreal, it'll be a feeling I'll probably never forget.
I talked to you after practice there with the Everett Silvertips, and again, you guys are right on top of the U.S. division and ranked nationally again in the top 10. My question is, how are you guys getting it done? Another hot start, and it just seems that the last few seasons, you know, you've been right there to shoot out of the gates.
Yeah, I think, for our team, we're a pretty hard-working team, and I think, you know, our starts to games have to be huge every night, and I think as a group we've done a pretty good job as a team just to find ways to win games even if we have to come from behind.
People were asking who will score goals with the Silvertips this season going in, so who's found your offensive flair here early in the season?
Yeah, obviously I think our top line's done a pretty good job with Zwerger, Fontaine, and Bakov, and you know there's been a lot of guys who've been chipping in as well. You know, we got a couple guys on the back end who have put up some goals and some points, and obviously guys on the third and fourth line have also done their job pretty solidly throughout these first, 15 games or so we've played.
Well, you get through the weekend, and then it's off to join your Team WHL teammates for the pair of games against the Russians. Noah, best of luck, and we hope to see you there on Team Canada at the World Juniors here later on in December. Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Regina Pats 18-year-old forward Sam Steele has been named the WHL Player of the Month for September and October. Steele picked up 22 points in 10 games, helping the Pats race to the top of the East Division. The Pats also hold down the number one ranking in the weekly CHL Top 10. So far, he's averaging 2 points per game. Steele earned first star honors twice and second star honors on 3 occasions. Steele will also represent Team WHL in next week's CIBC Canada-Russia Series.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Kyler Yamamoto of the Spokane Chiefs, the WHL Player of the Week, after helping his club go 3-2-1 on an Eastern swing and picked up 7 points in a four-game stretch last week. First of all, a big trip for your team to get on track here and get to 500 and maybe start climbing up the standings for your club.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think beginning of the trip, we had our first two games were a little rough, and then, you know, I thought the last four games our guys really started to click and pull together, and so it was just good to see the guys get some wins.
Saw you earlier this season playing with your brother Keanu and Jared Anderson Dolan and a pretty dynamic trio. Was that the line together for that Prairie trip for you?
It actually wasn't. We got moved off a little bit before, but my line was Jared Anderson Dolan and Tanner Wisniewski. So it was good, but you know, he puts me and my brother and Jad together every once in a while, and just not regularly anymore.
Spokane right now, a bit of a slow start for you guys. Are you starting to get some momentum going in the right direction here as you get into the month of November now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we have a young team here, so we knew, I think, right off the get-go it's going to be a little bit of a slow start, you know, just getting the young guys used to the game level and just getting used to our systems. But I think they're really starting to buy in now and get our systems down, so it's definitely looking good for us right now.
WHL Player of the Week, Kyler Yamamoto on the line from Spokane. And I don't have to tell you it's your draft year. You know that. How do you think you're handling it so far?
I think I'm doing pretty good. You know, I have a lot of support, you know, from my coaches and definitely my team. You know, they're always trying to loosen me up before the games, just getting me to not think about it. And, you know, they've definitely helped me all throughout this year, and it's definitely paying off.
Does it feel like a different season? This is your 18-year-old year now, and, you know, you've put up over 150 points in the WHL so far in your time, but does it feel different? Did the games, you know, personally for you feel like there's more on the line?
Yeah, I think a little bit, you know, going into the draft here, I think it's a little higher expectations and a little more intense, but, you know, I just try to look at every game the same, just like my past years, and just go out and play as hard as you can, and hopefully good things will happen.
Yeah, you're a great story because you grew up in Spokane. Who did you look up to growing up in hockey? Was there a WHLer maybe for the Chiefs, NHL players? Who was your inspiration?
You know, I'd say, too, definitely Tyler Johnson, who was also a Spokane native. His mom, when I was really young, actually taught me how to skate, so ever since then, I think he's been one of my role models, just looking up and see what he's done in his career and, you know, just trying to emulate that. And then I think also Crosby, he's been my favorite player ever since I was a little kid, so I definitely try to take some notes from his book, too.
What about yourself playing for the Americans at the World Juniors? Do you think you can crack that squad this year as an 18-year-old?
I'm hoping so. There's a lot of, as I said again, there's a lot of great players. There are a lot of high-end talent, so it's definitely going to be a challenge to crack that lineup, but I'm hoping for all the best.
We were just chatting before we went on air here about your Prairie trip this year. 2 years ago, it wasn't so easy for you as a 16-year-old making that trek. Why was that?
Yeah, you know, my 16-year-old year, I had to double up on the bus up, so that was a tough one, not getting a whole bunch of leg room, but it was a little bit easier, got my own seats.
Well, you got your legs going now for sure. 7 points in 4 games last week to be the WHL Player of the Week. Kyler, great week for you and your line. Appreciate you spending time with us here on WHL this week.
Thank you.
And that's the show. I want to say thanks to James Gallo and Moose Jaw for helping to put this week's episode together. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.